Look, over the last 2 weeks, I've been really excited to kind of talk to you about some of the incredible cinema that's been on offer at the Mardi Gras Film Festival. You've heard from Craig Borum, who was director of Teenage Kicks. And of course, last Friday, the whole team from Bear City 3 came in and talked about closing out their trilogy. But sadly, all good things come to an end. And tomorrow night is the closing gala of the film festival. And it's certainly going out with style, because the film that's ending it all is called Handsome Devil. Writer-director John Butler is fresh off the plane in Sydney. Good morning, John.
Hello, delighted to be in your country.
Hey, delighted to have you here. Now, your film's kind of a bit of a fresh spin on the classic kind of coming-of-age story. It centres around two men at a rugby-obsessed boarding school. Now, I've seen that you've mentioned a few times that people tell you how much they saw of their own school life in that. I've got to say, I went to a rugby-obsessed boarding school and you absolutely nailed the tone. How much of this was your own childhood tucked away?
Oh, well, thank you for that. I'm delighted to hear it resonated. This is a lot of me, I would say. The two main characters are 50% me each. You know, because as a kid, I was very into music and also very into sport. And I was also gay. And I found those two things very hard to reconcile for the longest time in my life. So the story really sprang from my own experience of growing up and going to school in a pretty macho fee-paying boarding school in Dublin and learning to deal with all of that. So yeah, there's a lot of autobiography in there.
I can imagine, actually, because it has a very timeless quality. I noticed that you were very careful not to give it a specific setting. You know, there's no sort of phones being popped out. There's no technology to give you an idea. I think Ned by Finn O'Shea is a very cool customer, but with a very almost vintage aesthetic when it comes to his music tastes.
Yeah, absolutely. Ned is obsessed with the past because he thinks it was better then, which is obviously he's completely wrong. But it is a comedy film, so you've got to have somebody thinking the wrong thing in there. But yeah, I really wanted it to not be any specific time and not to be any specific place, because I think the message, you know, about being true to yourself, figuring out what your own voice is and deciding not to pick any particular side is kind of equally current today as it was when I was growing up. And I also think it resonates in every country, you know, as one of the characters in the film says, you know, everyone who's ever been young, so that's everyone ever, knows exactly what humiliation feels like. And that's really, I just want people everywhere to hopefully see themselves on screen.
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, people who do watch it, and especially if they're fans of Sherlock and Game of Thrones, will notice a few familiar faces. But your two young stars are absolutely delivering incredible performances.
Oh, yeah. I got so lucky with those two guys. Fiona O'Shea, who plays Ned, was filming with Jamie Dornan and another actor called Jason O'Mara in South Africa on a film called Jadotville. And I'm a friend of Jason O'Mara's. And he said, listen, there's this kid down here who's done very little work but is really good. And I asked him to go on tape, and he sent over a tape, and he was just Ned. He absolutely nailed the part. And then the other lead is a guy called Nick Galitzine, who's from England and does an incredible Irish accent. And he can play guitar, which we needed, and he can act, and he's beautiful, and he's funny and a nice actor. But also we found out after we cast him that he played for the Harlequins Academy in England as a rugby player, so we didn't have to double up for any of the rugby action. So I couldn't believe my luck.
That was all him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we just thought to maybe roll in a call after we cast him and inquire as to whether he'd ever held a rugby ball in his hands, and it turns out he's an incredible out half. So yeah, dumb luck.
Look, Andrew Scott, who plays Mr. Sherry, has a very early scene of being quite furious at the kids for not quite being true to themselves. And I think a big message that comes through it as much about sexuality is just finding your own world at that age.
Yeah, and you know, it's even more so than just sexuality, it's about identity. Like, this idea of just, you know, the job of your lifetime is to figure out exactly who you are and be true to that at all costs, you know? And that's the kind of message that you get from any good English teacher or music teacher or art teacher. Those are the pivotal figures when you're a schoolboy, because they are the ones that are teaching you about accessing your own mind and understanding who you are. So yeah, Andrew gets to impart that message of being true to yourself, and he does it so well. I mean, he's such a great actor. He's a lot of fun to work with, and it's nice to see him playing somebody who isn't straight up terrifying like Moriarty is in Sherlock.
That's right. It's the second time working with him for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, he was the lead in my previous film, The Stag, and I hadn't met him before that, but we're good friends now, and I really enjoy working with him. You know, he's able to do that thing of, I think life is both funny and sad, and very often funny and sad at exactly the same time. And that's exactly what Andrew does. He knows how to bring enough comedy and enough drama, and how to bring them simultaneously. He's a joy to work with.
Well, look, without giving anything away, I did love a scene right near the end that's it's almost a redemption moment for what could have been just a very one-dimensional antagonist, in the form of the rugby coach. And I thought you had a very nice moment right at the end of humanizing him at the last minute.
There are no bad people. I really don't believe in evil, in the idea of evil, in the sense that it's always conditioned by our upbringing and our surroundings. You know, we become who we are based on the messages we get from the world and the treatment we get from the world. And so I don't like having villains. I never really respond to them as a viewer, you know. I think everybody is capable of multitudes. So, yeah, I wanted all the characters to be shaded out in a way where you could see the goodness in them as well as the badness.
Well, Handsome Devil is closing out, as I said, the Mardi Gras Film Festival tomorrow night. I think we've got a national release around May 4th. I'll check that and update the 2SER.com website if we've got that date wrong. But John Butler, another just keystone moment of classic Irish cinema. Thanks for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Thanks very much for having me. I really appreciate it.